This is the beginning of the Korean Head Start program. Introduction to Korean sounds. The Korean language has its own alphabet, called Hangul, which is a relatively simple writing system. However, to get you started speaking the language right away, learning the Korean alphabet will be postponed until Unit 9, which is optional. Instead, we will romanize the Korean sounds by writing them in our own alphabet. Many romanized symbols represent Korean sounds which are similar to those of English. However, there are several which are unique to Korean. We will practice some letters and combinations of letters with the sounds they represent. First, let's look at the vowels. When you see the letter A, you should pronounce it
A,
as in father. For example,
아주.
Repeat.
아주, 아주.
An E is pronounced
A,
as in bed. For example,
셋.
Repeat.
셋, 셋.
The letter I is pronounced
E,
like the double E in C. For example,
이리.
Repeat.
이리, 이리.
When you see an O, you should pronounce it
O,
like the vowel in born without the R sound. For example,
오십시오.
Repeat.
오십시오, 오십시오.
A U sounds like the U in rude. For example,
구두.
Repeat.
구두, 구두.
When you see A-E, you should pronounce it
A,
as in cat. For example,
대위.
Repeat.
대위, 대위.
An O with a bar on top represents the sound of the O in mother. For example,
어디.
Repeat.
어디, 어디.
A U with a bar on top is pronounced like the U in put. However, your lips should not be rounded. For example,
그리고.
Repeat.
그리고, 그리고.
A Y before a vowel combines with the vowel just as it does in English. For example, Y and O together will be pronounced
yo,
as in
yose.
Repeat.
Yose, yose.
A W before a vowel works much the same way. For example, W and A-E will be
we.
Repeat.
We, we.
Now let's look at the consonants. There are basically two types of consonants in the Korean language. You will see several written with and without apostrophes. Those with apostrophes are pronounced with more emphasis than those that do not have apostrophes. When you see a consonant with an apostrophe, you should force some air out as you say it. To practice these, try holding your hand in front of your mouth. You should feel the air coming out of your mouth as you say them. For consonants without apostrophes, you do not force air out as you pronounce them. Try holding your hand in front of your mouth as you say them to make sure you're not stressing the sounds. If you don't feel your breath on your hand, you're saying them correctly. You will also see some double consonants. Since they do not have apostrophes, they are not pronounced by expelling air, but by tensing up the muscles of the tongue and mouth. These will take a little practice, so be sure to listen carefully. Now let's try pronouncing the consonants. A G is pronounced like the G in go. For example,
여기.
Repeat.
여기. 여기.
A K is pronounced like the one in book, but without expelling any air. For example,
구두.
Repeat.
구두. 구두.
If you see a K with an apostrophe, you should pronounce it like the K in kick, with a strong puff of air. For example,
조카.
Repeat.
조카. 조카.
A double K does not represent two sounds, but a tenth sound, as in sky. For example,
까지.
Repeat.
까지. 까지.
A B is pronounced like the one in boy. For example,
오분.
Repeat.
오분. 오분.
A P is pronounced like the one in top, but without expelling any air. For example,
백.
Repeat.
백. 백.
A P with an apostrophe is pronounced like the P in pool, with a strong puff of air. For example,
팔.
Repeat.
팔. 팔.
A double P, like a double K, is a tenth sound, as in speak. For example,
바쁩니다.
Repeat.
바쁩니다. 바쁩니다.
When you see a D, you should pronounce it like the D in day. For example,
어디.
Repeat.
어디. 어디.
The Korean T sounds like that in bit, but it is pronounced without expelling any air. For example,
대위.
Repeat.
대위. 대위.
The T with an apostrophe is pronounced like the T in take, but with a strong puff of air. For example,
타십시오.
Repeat.
타십시오. 타십시오.
A double T is a tenth sound, like the T in stay. For example,
따라.
Repeat.
따라. 따라.
A J represents the J sound in measure. For example,
언제.
Repeat.
언제. 언제.
A CH is pronounced like change, but without expelling any air. For example,
주말.
Repeat.
주말. 주말.
A CH with an apostrophe is like the sound in chew, but with a strong puff of air. For example,
차.
Repeat.
차. 차.
A TCH combination is one sound, even though it is three letters. It's pronounced like the TCH in pitcher, but more tense. For example,
잡니다.
Repeat.
잡니다. 잡니다.
The Korean S sounds like the one in say, but the hiss is much weaker. For example,
사람.
Repeat.
사람. 사람.
The Korean double S sounds more like the English S in song. For example,
삽니다.
Repeat.
삽니다. 삽니다.
When you see an SH, pronounce it just like the SH in she. For example,
오십시오.
Repeat.
오십시오. 오십시오.
The Korean H sounds just like the English H in hand. For example,
하나.
Repeat.
하나. 하나.
The consonants M, N, and NG sound like the English M, N, and NG in many, can, and sing. For example,
만, 누구,
and
소령.
Repeat.
만, 만, 누구, 누구, 소령, 소령.
An L should be pronounced like the first sound of look. For example,
팔.
Repeat.
팔. 팔.
The Korean R is closer to the R in through than the one in right. For example,
사람.
Repeat.
사람. 사람.
Play this portion of the tape until you're sure of the romanized sounds. Then, when you think you're ready, go on to Unit 1, Lesson 1 of the program. This is Unit 1, Lesson 1 of the Korean Head Start program. Be sure that you have read the objectives for this unit and the English equivalent of the conversation before you continue. As you listen to the conversation, you may wish to follow the Korean text. If you do follow the text, be sure to practice the conversation once or twice without looking at the text. In this conversation, Captain Jim Harris meets his Korean friend, Mr. Kim. Listen as they exchange greetings.
김 선생님, 안녕하십니까?
네, 해리스 대위님, 안녕하십니까? 오래간만입니다.
네, 오래간만입니다. 어떻게 지내십니까?
잘 지냅니다. 요새 바쁘십니까?
별로 안 바쁩니다.
Replay the conversation as often as you need to until you are sure of what each line means without looking at your book. You may stop the tape at any time to read the notes on the next page, but remember that the grammar notes are important only if they help you. Learning grammar rules is not an objective of this course. Now, if you are sure of the meaning of each line of the conversation, you are ready to practice speaking. Listen again as Jim Harris politely greets his Korean friend, Mr. Kim.
김 선생님, 안녕하십니까? 선생님
is a polite way to say Mr. Repeat.
선생님. 선생님. 김 선생님. 김 선생님. 안녕하십니까?
May be used as hello, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. It literally means, are you at peace? So the response to this greeting typically begins with yes. Repeat.
안녕. 안녕. 하십니까? 하십니까? 안녕하십니까? 안녕하십니까? 김 선생님, 안녕하십니까? Kim 선생님, 안녕하십니까?
Mr. Kim returns the greeting, saying, Hello, Captain Harris. It's been a long time.
네, 해리스 대위님, 안녕하십니까? 오래간만입니다. 네
is yes. Here it's used as an acknowledgement of the greeting. Repeat.
네. 네. 대위
is captain and
님
is added as a sign of respect. Repeat.
대위. 대위. 대위님. 대위님, 해리스 대위님, 해리스 대위님, 해리스 대위님 안녕하십니까? 해리스 대위님 안녕하십니까?
Notice that the rank comes after the last name.
오래간만입니다
means it's been a long time. Repeat.
오래간만 오래간만 입니다 입니다 오래간만입니다 오래간만입니다
Now, repeat the entire line.
네, 해리스 대위님, 안녕하십니까? 오래간만입니다. 네, 해리스 대위님, 안녕하십니까? 오래간만입니다.
When they said hello, Both men nodded their heads to each other. Traditionally, Koreans bow or nod their heads when they greet each other as a sign of politeness. Normally, the person who is younger or junior in rank says hello first. Jim agrees that it has been a long time.
네, 오래간만입니다.
He then asks, How are you getting along?
어떻게 지내십니까? 어떻게
is how and
지내십니까
is are you getting along? Repeat.
어떻게 어떻게 지내십니까 지내십니까 어떻게 지내십니까 어떻게 지내십니까?
Now try the whole line.
네, 오래간만입니다. 어떻게 지내십니까? 네, 오래간만입니다. 어떻게 지내십니까?
Mr. Kim says, I'm getting along fine.
잘 지냅니다. 잘
means well or fine. Repeat.
잘 잘 지냅니다. 지냅니다. 잘 지냅니다. 잘 지냅니다.
Notice that Jim used
시
in the expression
지내십니까?
But Mr. Kim used
지냅니다. 시
is used to be polite when talking to or about someone else. It should never be used to talk about yourself. Mr. Kim then asks, Are you busy these days?
요새 바쁘십니까? 요새
means these days, recently, lately, or nowadays, and
바쁘십니까?
Is are you busy? Listen again and repeat.
요새 요새 바쁘십니까? 바쁘십니까? 요새 바쁘십니까? 요새 바쁘십니까?
Jim replies modestly that I'm not really busy. Listen.
별로 안 바쁩니다. 별로
is used in negative sentences to mean not really or not particularly. Repeat.
별로 별로 안
means not. Repeat.
안 안 안 바쁩니다. 안 바쁩니다. 별로 안 바쁩니다. 별로 안 바쁩니다.
Notice that
안
comes next to last in this sentence and not at the beginning.
안
always goes just before the verb. Exercise 1. Listen and repeat the following.
안녕하십니까? 안녕하십니까? 김 선생님, 안녕하십니까? 김 선생님, 안녕하십니까? Harris 대위님, 안녕하십니까? Harris 대위님, 안녕하십니까? 김 선생님, 오래간만입니다. 김 선생님, 오래간만입니다. 해리스 대위님, 어떻게 지내십니까? 해리스 대위님, 어떻게 지내십니까? 잘 지냅니다. 잘 지냅니다. 김 선생님, 요새 바쁘십니까? 김 선생님, 요새 바쁘십니까? 별로 안 바쁩니다. 별로 안 바쁩니다.
Now, in exercise 2, say the phrases in English.
잘 지냅니다.
I'm getting along fine.
별로 안 바쁩니다.
I'm not really busy.
대위님.
Captain.
어떻게 지내십니까?
How are you getting along?
안녕하십니까?
Hello.
해리스 선생님.
Mr. Harris. In exercise 3, try to say the phrases in Korean and see how your answers compare to the ones you hear. Hello, Captain Harris.
해리스 대위님, 안녕하십니까?
Are you busy these days, Mr. Kim?
김 선생님, 요새 바쁘십니까?
I'm not really busy.
별로 안 바쁩니다.
How are you getting along, Mr. Kim?
김 선생님, 어떻게 지내십니까?
I'm getting along fine.
잘 지냅니다.
It's been a long time, Captain Harris.
해리스 대위님, 오래간만입니다.
Exercise 4. Listen and repeat the following officer ranks.
준위 준위 김준위님 김준위님 소위 소위 김소위님 김소위님 중위 중위 클락 중위님 클락 중위님 소령 소령 테일러 소령님 테일러 소령님 중령 중령 이중령님 이중령님 대령 대령 해리스 대령님 해리스 대령님
Notice that when a rank is used with a name,
님
is added as a sign of politeness. As a general rule, you should use
님
with the appropriate title for persons who are senior to you in rank. Listen once again to the Korean words for warrant officer,
준위,
and first lieutenant,
중위.
Listen and repeat.
준위 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 준위
This is warrant officer. Now listen to first lieutenant.
중위 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 중위
The Korean Armed Forces use one title for each rank, regardless of service, unlike the American military. In Exercise 5, say the following names and ranks in English.
이 대령님
Colonel Yi
김소위님
Second Lieutenant Kim.
Clark 중위님.
First Lieutenant Clark.
Taylor 소령님.
Major Taylor.
Smith 중령님.
Lieutenant Colonel Smith.
Jones 준위님.
Warrant Officer Jones. Exercise 6. Now say these names and ranks in Korean. Major Smith.
Smith 소령님.
Captain Clark.
Clark 대위님.
Warrant Officer Yi.
Yi 준위님.
First Lieutenant Yi.
Yi 준위님.
Second Lieutenant Park.
Park 소위님.
In Exercise 7, greet the following people. For example, if you hear
김 선생님,
say
김 선생님 안녕하십니까? Harris 대위님. Harris 대위님 안녕하십니까? 이 대령님. E 대령님 안녕하십니까? 박 소령님. Park 소령님 안녕하십니까? E 선생님. E 선생님 안녕하십니까? 김소위님. Kim So-wee님 안녕하십니까?
In Exercise 8, greet the following people saying, "It's been a long time." For example, if you hear Mr. Yi, say,
이 선생님, 오래간만입니다.
Mr. Park.
Park 선생님, 오래간만입니다.
Captain Yi.
이 대위님, 오래간만입니다.
Colonel Clark.
Clark 대령님, 오래간만입니다.
Warrant Officer Harris.
Harris 준위님, 오래간만입니다.
In Exercise 9, ask the following people how they are getting along. For example, if you hear Captain Kim, say,
김 대위님, 어떻게 지내십니까?
Major Park.
Park 소령님, 어떻게 지내십니까?
Lieutenant Colonel Harris.
Harris 중령님, 어떻게 지내십니까?
Second Lieutenant Kim.
김소위님, 어떻게 지내십니까?
First Lieutenant Yi.
이중위님, 어떻게 지내십니까?
Captain Clark.
Clark 대위님, 어떻게 지내십니까?
In exercise 10, ask the following people if they are busy these days. For example, if you hear Second Lieutenant Park, say,
박소위님, 요새 바쁘십니까?
Second Lieutenant Smith.
Smith 소위님, 요새 바쁘십니까?
First Lieutenant Taylor.
테일러 중위님, 요새 바쁘십니까?
Major Park.
박소령님, 요새 바쁘십니까?
Colonel Yi.
이대령님, 요새 바쁘십니까?
Mr. Harris.
해리스 선생님, 요새 바쁘십니까?
Exercise 11. Conversation for listening comprehension. Without looking at your text, listen to this conversation between Jim Harris and Mr. Kim. It is the same conversation you heard at the beginning of this lesson, but some sentence endings have been changed to show you a different style of speech.
김 선생님, 안녕하세요?
네, 해리스 대위님, 안녕하세요? 오래간만입니다.
네, 오래간만입니다. 어떻게 지내세요?
잘 지냅니다. 요새 바쁘세요?
별로 안 바빠요.
This is the end of Unit 1, Lesson 1.